Is Jesus the Messiah? That's the unspoken question that Jesus is addressing in our scripture today. Lots of well-educated religious leaders were asking it. People who knew Jesus personally were asking it. They were all looking for the Messiah. But for some reason, for most of them, Jesus didn't seem to be it. So, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 25 to 30, page 11 in your pew Bibles. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is the word of the Lord. Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, send the Holy Spirit among us to open our minds and our hearts to your word and to each other this morning. Amen. Do you value education? I do. Most of us do. One of the great gifts that our country gives its children is schooling. I know there are variations in quality, and the debates about the best way to teach people are ongoing. However, we do have schools, and we expect children to attend them. They don't have to drop out to work in factories or fields the way they do in some other countries, and the way some children used to have to do here. We live in a time when our knowledge in many areas seems to be growing day by day. And it's so accessible. We have public libraries, and we have online classes. And there's a world of information at our fingertips because we know how to Google. It's true that information isn't the same as knowledge. And knowledge isn't the same as wisdom. As Christians, we believe we develop wisdom by grounding ourselves in our scriptures and our traditions. We acquire wisdom by practicing our faith and learning from that practice over the course of our lifetimes. But I think it's pretty fair to say that we're a bright, well-educated group of people. And that is why, when I hear Jesus thank God for hiding things from the wise and the intelligent, I feel uneasy. I know that in this specific passage, Jesus was talking about the religious leaders of his time. Many of them were blinded by their knowledge, or perhaps more accurately, by what they thought they knew. Jesus wasn't the Messiah they expected. What he said and did didn't match the picture they had in their minds. Therefore, Jesus couldn't be who he said he was. But when I read this scripture today, it still makes me wonder, could Jesus be talking about us too? Do we think we know things that we don't know? Do we ever draw the wrong conclusions from the things that we do know? Well, we know more about some things than anyone ever has, but we don't know more about God. Christ is talking to the people of his time in this scripture, but he's talking to us too. Sometimes when I'm driving on Beardsley coming to our Sunday services, I see a bus from another church. On the side, they've painted in big letters, "God is still speaking." They're right. In this scripture, Jesus is reminding us that we are to be infants in the sense that we need to be open and attentive to whatever God might say to us. In our relationship with God, God is always the parent and we are the children. He is the teacher and we are the students. To know God, we need to pay attention to his presence. We need to cultivate our relationship with him through prayer and worship and service and study. We need to trust God's leading and depend on it. God speaks to each of us. When we become Christians, we've answered God's call. We've said yes, but we've answered as followers, and we look to God as our leader. And this is where the yoke comes in. For those of us who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, for those of us who have been carrying heavy burdens, and for those of us who will be carrying them. And that covers just about everybody. So does the yoke. My dad was raised on a farm, and I know this does not look like a yoke, all right? I just want to establish that at the beginning. However, being a Christian means we take on a very special identity, and it has its own special harness. So what can I tell you about this special yoke? It's light, just the way that Jesus says it's supposed to be. Some commentaries say this lightness refers to a way of interpreting Torah. Jesus' take on Torah, or God's law, is light in the sense that it's not made up of thousands of little rules that we have to follow or we're going to be in big trouble. Jesus upholds the law of love. Love of God, love of neighbor. That's the law we measure everything else against. And often, when we act in love, we find that that love is returned. So we receive as well as give. And this lightens our burdens. That doesn't mean there's no effort involved, and it doesn't mean we won't struggle sometimes to understand what we should do. It does mean when we get it wrong, we repent and Christ forgives. This yoke means we receive Christ's guidance. It guides us in responding to a variety of situations and needs. Even when we hold a leadership role, we ourselves are always being led. We're not alone trying to make sense of a world that's full of contradictions, lies, and confusion. There is such a thing as eternal truth. Jesus embodies it. He will guide us in discerning it and acting on it. Because it fits over my shoulders, because I can feel it weighing on me, even though it's light, this yoke is a gentle reminder that my first duty to God is obedience. It reminds me to be sensitive to the nudge, the whisper, the inspired impulse that comes from God, to follow God's leading about words to say and actions to take. This yoke is warm. It reminds us of God's presence and God's touch. It reminds us we're not alone. When we put on the yoke of Christ, it's a commitment to a relationship that's close and ongoing. It gives us rest because we have a God we can trust. And its warmth reminds us we are blanketed with the prayers of other believers. This yoke is full of holes. They represent our weaknesses. Sometimes when God calls us to minister to each other, we don't feel up to the task. Who, me? What could I do? We can't live long enough or learn enough to be prepared for every circumstance that God might call us into. God tells us we don't have to be prepared for every circumstance. His strength works through our weaknesses. These holes remind us that what keeps this yoke light is the way God bears these burdens with us, upholding us with the grace and strength of the Holy Spirit. God can use every part of our lives that we are willing to offer, not just the areas where we're competent. God can use the parts of us that are broken, that help us see the hurts of others, so we can respond with compassion. This yoke shows us how we're connected to God and how we are connected to each other. It reminds us that ministry shared is ministry strengthened by the many supportive hands in a community of believers. And this yoke is flexible. It fits a lot of different shapes and sizes of people. That means that each of us can serve God and each other with our individual gifts. God might inspire us to serve in new ways or to take further steps in the service we practice now. As we grow in our own faith and our own Christian character, this yoke will continue to fit us. Our fellow believers will grow into their own spiritual gifts. We'll encourage them the way that Barnabas encouraged the Apostle Paul. As they grow, their yokes will continue to fit also. Someday we won't need this yoke. It will pass from us to new generations. We've received good news, and we've delivered it to others. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. We will lay our burdens down. We will fully rest. But other faithful believers will take up their yokes. God's word will continue to be spoken. God's salvation will never end. Thanks be to God. Amen.